Okay. Okay. Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So we just had our steamboat. Which was an experience to have steamboat in Brinjang. So I hope every one of us like the food. I saw everybody very happy. Then also we had a special ice cream. So once you understand the Dhamma, you can have good food, provided you understand if there is condition to have, why not? But don't be carried away. Don't go and develop the craving. Got condition to eat, we eat. Then there is also a few things that you can learn. When you are at the shop while waiting for the steamboat people to prepare the table, bring out the steamboat, the pot for war, and also the getting ready or the other food item for us. We saw there's a restaurant next door there. Our restaurant full. The next restaurant only, I think only one table, if I'm not wrong. Only one. So sometimes business is like that. You have to believe karma. It's really karma. I used to also observe one bak kut teh restaurant in Old Town. The same thing happened now. Last time the bak kut teh store is underneath the tree on the roadside. Always full. So because his business was so popular, so there are one or two go and open shop nearby, shop better one. But really no business or no? You will have a feeling that something is not right. So there was one day I want to find out. I went in and tried the one in the shop one. I was the only one or two table there. Then I order. Not bad, the bak kut teh is comparable. But I don't know why that shop, nobody. Then there is another shop in corner coffee shop in this SS2. Every time close shop one. The other side are full. Sometimes it depends on. Then when the right owner come, okay again. So it's not the shop, it's the operator. Sometimes because set already. Just not Jin Hao set already. So because of that, we need to understand a lot of things depend on your karma, your parami. So it's not to say your location good, your food is good. Of course that one also help. But it doesn't mean that if you have all this correct, even pricing correct, you may have the business, not necessarily. Sometimes very strange. People like their shop means they like their shop. Maybe word of mouth or what, I don't know. Then also I think your attitude towards your customer, Zhen Yuan, that one very important, I realize. Then what I did was, my wife would know. Every time I pass by somewhere, if I'm earlier, I will go to the shop and nobody on. Because for me, I pity them. No business. But every time I go in, somehow, after we go in, customer come on. So then the shop got business. Then most of this shop I went in, very funny. Inside that shop got one Guan Yin or something. So a lot of these things, you observe life, you can find out yourself, you can learn. Then you will know how come it's like that. Okay, since most of us are here, how many more not here? Okay, I think quite a number all settled in earlier. Okay, we still got about another 40 minutes to wrap up. So Sui An supposed to have part two. So we get Sui An to come and continue. yeah. Okay, you use this one better.
Yeah, you can sit here, sir.
Okay, part two, Suyan.
Thank you, Brother Tim. Yeah, welcome back. How was dinner?
Yeah, very good.
Was it good?
Yes.
Would you recommend your friend? Who was it? Christy, isn't it? Christy was the one that told us that even the Mr. Ice, the one that we have our ice cream. So she said her friend told her, you come to Cameron, you must go there and eat ice cream.
Oh, no wonder.
Right? So her friend recommended, and she brought so many of us, 25 of us. And we went there, and then we like it. We'll probably recommend to our friends. Right?
Yeah.
So the main thing that Brother Teo always emphasize, mindfulness in daily life, and there's a lesson in everything.
Yeah.
There's a lesson in everything. So now, for this retreat, first thing is, do you like it or not?
Yeah.
Will you recommend your friend or not? Yeah. Like Winnie Sue, at first she's scared to come retreat. So now after all this, they say, oh, next year retreat, I'm going to come. Okay, the date is there. The date is there, Saturday, 14th of March to Sunday, 22nd of March. Right, the date's already there. So you can start planning, can start taking leave. Where is Kat Hoon?
Yeah,
not here yet. Okay. So the date's already there. You can start applying leave. I can hear you, but I cannot see you. You can start applying leave, and if your boss still don't want to approve the leave, you say, I put in first one. So next year, don't going to approve somebody else's leave. Okay, good. You have 1 year to send metta to her. So the main thing is that when something is good, we tend to, hey, I go there, the ice cream was good, the steamboat was good, the retreat was fantastic. You should have been there. You know. If you cannot go for the retreat, then come to Brother Teo's class Tuesday. I'll go to a Thursday class. Where is it? PJ? I'll go to the Sunday class. Weekday you're not free, and then go Sunday class. So Brother Teo has given you so many options. Tuesday also got, Thursday also got, Sunday also got, PJ also got, Subang also got, everywhere got. And such wonderful Dharma, and the type of energy that Brother Teo is putting in to teach all of us. Let me be honest, just listening alone, I was very tired already.
Yeah.
And Brother Teo has been talking for the last 8 days.
Later on, when you have the cultivation, when you have the mindfulness, your sensitive, whenever I speak the Dhamma, you can feel the energy very strong. You were drawn, especially when your heart here open. You will know a lot of people felt it. Then when they travel with me, they also know. Especially when I share the Dhamma. The moment I start sharing, the vibration, the energy are different. You will come to find out yourself all this. Because this one is from the nature. I didn't do anything. The nature, the moment it starts. Because I was sharing this, I think morning or afternoon, I think morning, when Ingbi was around. This nature is like a drum. Understand? Drum means what? When nobody hit, when nothing come out, then it's silent, completely silent away. But the moment it starts to beat, that vibration is different. And when sense door contact hit, that vibration also different. Because that vibration is actually cannot compare to when the nature shares the Dhamma. Because when the nature shares the Dhamma, that nature, it vibrates differently. Then like what Kat Hoon write earlier on, the nature of all these cultivators who has that nature, they are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. So if you are a cultivator, you have the mindfulness, the awareness, then your heart here already have the sensitivity, you will draw. Then whoever who can draw means you have the affinity, then you also have the condition to draw. You cannot receive or simply draw because you need to have your own cultivation. So I talk about a cup. The bigger your cup, you will draw more, you will receive more. Because this one didn't discriminate. This one just echo and flow. And wherever its nature is, it will just ever radiate. That's it. Yeah. So those who have the cultivation, they can know. That's why when I travel to, I will know whether got cultivator around or not, or there is this special vibration from the stupa or the relics and all those things. Yeah, this one is sensitive. Yeah. So this is the part you will learn. Then what Sui An tell you also true. Huh? Because you remember Tammy? Tammy read one day only. She need to drink water already. So in the early years, I actually continued the 9 days non-stop. Then only the last 2 years, I get people to help me to read. Last year and this year. Because the throat need to rest. Because this is still a body, you like it or not. But the funny thing is, when I speak the Dhamma last time, before this book come out, everything I want to share, there's no book to refer. No. So what I do? I have to write. I have to speak. Yeah. But that time, because recorded, so not in transcript, so not easy for people to understand. Because these are the Dhamma where you realize so different. The normal Dhamma talk you hear can be 1 hour, 1.5 hour, or 2 hours. There is hardly any Dhamma inside there. Got also a little bit here and there, not connected on. Yeah, not effective. But this one, you read, every page, everything is there. So beautiful. And there is not a single page where just nothing inside there, just like tell story. Do you realize that? It's very different. So if you are a real cultivator, you can find this type of teaching, I tell you. You will really have the faith and you move. That's what I did when I saw the Four Noble Truths. And after that, I was trying to develop some understanding of the mind. Something about the mind. What is this mind? Since the year I started cultivating, searching, 1971, I can't find anybody or any book that can tell me about what is mind. Until 1987 or 88, when I met Ajahn Yang Chah. Then of course Master Xuan Hua that time also shared quite a bit of the Surangama Sutta. Then I managed to get only chapter 1 of the English translation, but that time only the chapter 1 was translated, the rest all not translated. Then also due to good condition the book came. So when the book came, 1 year, I just flicked through. And I read, how come so funny? I say, all this I can understand. And later on I found this Surangama Sutta is a very, very tough sutta. Very few people can really teach. So because of that, a lot of these things, they can unfold if you really have the condition. So this is just for your sharing, because there is condition. We let Sui An continue.
The other thing is, I have to confess, I lied a little. Just now, that one was the final exam. It wasn't the graduation dinner. So all of you are going to mark your own script. So today's paper is on mindfulness in daily life, or mindfulness in daily living. So just mark your own script, give yourself a good score, whatever the score is, you yourself know whether it's 10 marks or 90 marks, you yourself know. All right? We were straight out from the retreat, very mindful, everything very mindful, and then we go out there, we eat dinner, then you know what happened. All right? So now, instead of just imagine just now, now we travel 4 or 5 hours back to PJ, then go back, and then they ask you, hey, Queenie, so Miss Yang asks you, hey, Mom, how was your retreat? Oh, very good. I was very mindful. I sit there. I could sit there for 3 hours, you know. Oh, very good. Let's go out for lunch. And sorry to say, all hell break loose. It's not so easy to be mindful in daily life.
That's why the daily mindfulness.
You have to keep on reminding yourself over
your
and over
routine.
Again.
You have to get it right. Then from the routine, if you are determined, it will come. Because I have done it before. Without the routine, not easy. Yeah. Then you have to be dead serious. This is what you want. That's why you will go all out and cultivate. Otherwise, you become complacent. Yeah. Then, yeah. He said, what he says is generally, cultivator who went to retreat, the moment they are out, like released from jail. You understand? That's why when you release from jail, you have to go back or not. Normally, you are mindful, you are silent. Because your thought doesn't move. But you have to live life, so you need to arise a thought, you arise. Otherwise, you are all the time aware. But you can talk, doesn't mean you cannot talk. Like I talk to you inside silence still. Yeah. Even just now I eat, I observe, I saw the movement, everything. Yeah. But most of you are already more different. You don't behave like normal people. You can see the greed in them when they take the food. No? You can feel it. Wow, like kia cha be tiu la that one. Then take already, scared people take, you go and take some more. You saw this type of people around here. Then last time, maybe before you have the Dhamma, you also like that. Kiasu. You understand? Or? Like, let's say our family last time when we were young. You're too late, go to the table, all gone. Fish bone also do that. So when you are there, the first thing, you want to go for the kietui, you know, kai pei. But then your mother will hit your hand. No? Father don't eat, you dare to take. Tai Lo didn't take, you dare to take. Luckily, I number two. So not so fair. So all this protocol, no? Then sometimes what we did, when my mother cook, he need to cook dish by dish. So he put in not a fridge, no? The one with the mosquito netting, the fly netting. So he'll put inside. Then I wait till he turn there and cook that, I open our eyes. I peel the tail, I peel the side, the fish, the tail, sometimes the head. Then I go out. Then my mother saw, can ask over here. He's sure he know one of us did it. So this is what we do when we were young, because we understand that you are late, no more. Then sometimes, the whatever food, you cannot just one big teaspoon put onto your, then my mother will say, the rest don't need to eat. He will ask you to put back. Then the chicken also. You think one meal finish? Dinner how? No more chicken. So you have to like you call it ration. Rationing.
Back to the question of
mindfulness is not a practice.
No,
when you understand, you can develop it. If you don't understand, you use your thought to practice, it can never come. Because practice means repetitive, understand? No? Repetitive means mechanical. You practice. No, you practice how to ride a bicycle. You practice to play and all those things. So that one need to practice. But when you know that the moment you are without thought, you're already aware. Why must you learn to be aware or practice to be aware? No. Yeah. What he quote also general. It's very general. Yeah. Yeah, you can still be mindful. You can still be mindful. You can still be aware within and indirect. Like I share with you, fully aware inside. But mind is different. Because my mundane mind collapsed. I don't have a mundane mind. So my awareness, my nature is always like that. It's always in the state of awareness. But you all need time to stabilize that. Because initially, your habitual tendency is you tend to think a lot. You tend to have a lot of this habitual thinking, habitual reaction of my story. So your sankhara, very difficult to slow down. You understand? That's why you need to straighten your view, develop the initial wisdom, the understanding. Then you have more and more moment of less sankhara. The space between thought will start to appear. If you don't have the initial right view, you cannot. If your right view is not there, if your initial wisdom is not there, your mind tend to have this habitual tendency to stir, react, and think a lot. That's why you can't develop the progress. But once you have the five spiritual faculty, it has the effect to root out the five hindrance, the mental hindrance, then you become different. Without the hindrance, very easily you go into sati. So when you go into sati, is when you are alone, quiet or in a meditative posture, then you stabilize it. Stabilize it until the mind enters sati. Only when your mind enters sati, your daily mindfulness can come. Otherwise, not easy. Not easy. And you go and check up yourself just now. How many of you are really aware? At the most, it's glimpses. When you recall, you need to be aware. You try. But one thing very good is, I didn't see the greed go after the food and all those things. I didn't see. That one is already a very good sign. No, that one you have to understand. Initially, because we already used to certain food. Actually, I also don't want to eat already. Then Pak Masuri asked me, wana kalimian gini ya? You remember? Was it this morning? Morning lunch? I said, you kalimian meh? Hey, 昨天他们 dinner take on. Oh, I said, okay. I expect a very little bowl. Wow, come so big bowl. I said, no, too big. Then my wife, they all said, oh, can share. Then I take a bit. For me, I like to taste a little bit. I when I full already, I don't want to eat. And myself very disciplined. But if it's something I like, I will still take, but I will take a little bit only. I won't take much. Then you know, if you overeat, you have to experience it. No good one. You overeat, the stomach and the body reject one. And the stomach and the body like tell you, do it again. It's like last time my mind transformed that time. When I read, inside will tell me, I go and read. You want to suffer, you go and read. It's your decision. It's not a choice. It's your decision. When you decide, whatever you decide, there will be an outcome. So if you base on understanding, then you take, then it's okay. But if you base on craving, you take, then it will backfire. But for food, a lot of us, we need to experience it to understand. So sometimes, during the early day, I also have this tendency to eat. Then later on, I realized, no point on actually. No matter how good the food is, enough is enough. If you overeat, the body will tell you, eat some more next time. It's not to say I have greed for the food, but because there is food, there is condition. But then we also have to be mindful, sensitive, how much our body can sustain. Otherwise, you make yourself having problem. When you overeat, your organ overwork. You understand? Then the thing that your body cannot effectively clear, then you overwork the organ. Then also you develop what they call side effect of the overeat. When you overeat, there will be side effect. And sometimes people got problem. They cannot sleep when you overeat. But for me, luckily, I don't have such problem. And at the most, I just relax, silent. Then I'm okay. And I will just sleep. When I want to sleep, I will sleep on no matter what happens. For me, it's very easy. I don't have such problem. I cannot sleep. I cannot maintain certain type of mind state. I don't have such issue. So when you have the understanding, your mind listen to you, you are different. But when I felt something is not right in my body, then I will do something to it, I will attend to it, I will do what I need to do. But touch wood, so far so good, except for the 2 treatments by Vincent. Otherwise I'm okay. But this year, I think 1 year plus already, no need to go. I think also because he teach me that type of exercise, morning you do one, the push up one, the 2 hand, bagus sign, and that one. Then after that I learn the swing hand also. Then I do my own movement. Then I realize all this help. So hopefully my back. Then I should thank Sui An and Mi Feng. They took me to an old sifu. That one very good. He gave me the prescription, the Chinese herb. That one also very good. That one, every time, I think every 6 months, I will take for 2 days, I think, 2 days. 2 days or sometimes 3 days. Then I realized that one, really, because I lack that thing. So it helped to strengthen that thing that I need for my back. What did he tell me already? I forgot already.
That's the Chinese prescription.
Yeah, I still got the prescription. But he tell me something, I forgot already. And what he say is true, correct. I need that type of the Chinese herb. And when I taste it, I remember my father last time also got make this type of thing for me to drink when I was young. I think poo something on a, don't know, Porcine or the Lord, I don't know. Too strong. I bought a Hong Lei Kio. So anyway, when you have the good karma, people will recommend you, then you will go and see the right one. So far, all the one I see are all right one. I don't have problem with those bogus one or having problem one. So, careful. Daily mindfulness can be done, but must have faith. They must do it with understanding. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's up to you. It's up to you. Yeah, it's up to you because a lot of people get it wrong. When you are mindful, it doesn't mean you have to be aware of everything. There is no such thing. When you are mindful, it means you are more observant. And so, more observant means what? If you pay attention to certain thing that you want to find out. Like just now, I just want to have a general observation of what Kayana Maita do when you eat. Then I realized everyone was really good. There is no rush. But the other 2 tables, I don't know. Because I was only with my table. Then I saw, like Song, Ratio, Joso, they are very helpful. They help to give me what I want. I give me the soul. Then they serve the thing. Then Mrs. So, I know she actually very kind. Then she, at her age, not right to ask her to do all those things. But she want to do like wash the cup for us to pour the tea. I said, no need, we get Joseph or we get Song. But finally, she still have to do, then Joseph take over, which is very good. So, regarding your question, it is how you want to maintain awareness, mindfulness. If you want to be observant to see all this, then you can see. Otherwise, you can silence inside. It's up to you. Yeah. Or you develop, if you are still on training, you develop the mindfulness of all your movement, your action. You understand? Then when you sit, you're aware. Then when you move your hand, you're aware. And when you have stabilized it, you can see other people's movement. But when you eat, you just eat. Understand? Like the Zen master say, eat, just eat. Sleep, just sleep. Drink, just drink. Can you do that? You cannot. When you want to sleep, you cannot sleep. When you want to drink, you think a lot. How you receive the cup, get burned also, you don't know. But you are thinking. Then sometimes the thing is very hot, you are not sensitive. Wow, so hot. So a lot of these things, if you are thinking, you are thinking. So you cannot just do what the Zen master say. Actually, meditation, cultivation is very easy. Do what you are doing within the moment. That's it. Oh, that type of mindfulness, sure lah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah lah, slowly yeah, mindful. Then eat also intending to take, Like Sian said, falling. He said, eat mindfully. Yeah, all cannot make noise. A lot of fellowship. Oh, no wonder. Oh, you're fifth college, yeah? Yeah, I know. And do you know, in MU, when you first year, you are like the library red spot. A lot of people want to borrow. Second year, you go to reference. Then later on, magazine. The boy, ah? Yeah. No, the red spot one will look for the final year one. And all professional course one. Yeah, you can be mindful and you talk. You should talk. Well, they are your family members. I also talk with my children when we are having dinner. You know what they are teaching you or not? Everything also, they put their hand like that. Don't talk. Then, they eat also cannot make noise. Take the soup, cannot. No, they see you very rude. You remember I told you about the lady that donated the land to Asahan for reminder? He said, morning check in, afternoon check out. That type of meditation, she went. He said, standing there, the walking meditation, got to do like that. He said, he almost lost the balance. He said, I'm like a zombie. I almost fall. Yeah, he has a lot of humor. He's famous for humor. Yeah. He got a lot of humor. No doubt about it. Yeah. A lot. Yeah. Again, you want to practice. Cannot practice. You must understand the moment you are without thought, you are already aware. So stabilize it in the daily routine or in your meditation. Develop the 5 spiritual faculty. Then determine to be aware. Then everything you do, connect the movement. Otherwise you cannot get it. Yeah. That one later, understand or not? Initially, you try not to talk. That's why I say you do it at home when you are alone in your private environment. If you can do that, then only you move it to your car while driving. Then if you can do that, only move to your office. After your office only, you can interact with society and all those things. So it's a training. Not until you hit the daily mindfulness stability, you cannot do it in the midst of life. Where in the midst of life, your senses are all operating. They are all engaged with people, with environment, with driving, with everything. So when your senses are active, your mind has not entered sati. You cannot. Your mind must enter sati. When you are that stability, then you can engage in mindfulness while in life. That's why you have to do it stage by stage, stage by stage. Initially, it's the daily routine. Train the mind until it's very, very stable. Then, from there, you move into your daily mindfulness in between. Then when the mind enters sati, you move into daily mindfulness. Very easy. Then you start to see everything, you start to be aware of. Then whatever you want to do, the moment you are silent, you can see all their movement. Then the moment you start walking or start moving, even turning, bending, stretching, or blinking of the eye, you are aware. Because the awareness itself can be aware. So the mind that is trained become like that. Yeah. So that is daily mindfulness. But not easy, you know, like Suyan said, it's not easy. Because you have the tendency to think, split second the thing is gone. So coming back to my daughter's question, it depends on what you want to be aware of. So you don't worry about whether you can remember, just now I sit with who, I talk with who. But when you are aware, you can recollect. Because when you are aware, you can recollect what you did. When you, like just now when I said, I know almost everybody sit in what position. I interact with them. Song serve me, I sure know song. Then Brother Tion sit next to him. Then on my side here is Madam Ho. Yeah, I know her. Then Joseph serving him. So all this, I will know. Then on my opposite, I remember I saw Vincent, Anna, and the daughter, then Anna. Then Danny after Tune. That's why all the 10, I know. Why? I didn't really purposely remember. Because I was aware. Then when they do that, sometimes they laugh also. Understand? Then sometimes they discuss things and all that. Then Song every time ask me, "Where do you what you want?" Then I will tell her. Then when I actually do all those things, I was aware. Then sometimes I tell him, "Never mind, you try to serve Madam Ho." Then I go and take myself. That's why when you do, you aware. Then you aware of what is going on. So you don't have to like want to remember. One thing to remember is committing to memory. Understand? No use. The moment you are aware, you can recollect, you can recall. Because at that moment you are aware. Very vivid. Like where I put my purse, let's say. Because every time you forget or where you put your spec. At the moment when you put it down, don't think. If you are thinking, I tell you, you cannot remember where your spec is. You will go and look for all those places that you usually put on. But if you are aware, the moment how I go and take my purse from my pocket, because I always advise my wife, important thing must do first. You know what is that? If that thing is important, let's say your purse, your IC when you give to the officer or the banker or whatever. Important thing is you must remember to take that thing and keep. Then when I take the IC, I will check. mindful and when I check. Then after that, I will take my purse. Then how I open my purse, how I put my IC in, I don't think on during that moment. I just aware. Then I knew my IC is in. Then when I put into the pocket, sometimes you didn't go into the pocket, you assume it's in the pocket, it drop off one. But I make sure it's in. Then I can feel the inside. Then only I take my hand out. Then I can feel the purse. Well, my purse is quite thick, quite bulky. So these are the things you have to do. Then important thing do first means, if it's something important, like important document or whatever, you reach home, you make sure you file it first, you keep it first. Then be aware where you put them. Yeah. Then after that, you go about your routine. Otherwise, I tell you, you can really forget. Then when you forget, sometimes it can be very costly. Especially when you forget your handphone, your purse and all those things. That's why I make sure my handphone is in my pocket. Yeah. If I need to use it, I will. No, because my awareness, I can recollect where I put it. Yeah. So this is what mindfulness is all about. When you do it without thought, you can recollect. Well, when you do it, you are aware. Then the mind can recollect where you have been through that movement which you are aware of. So that is how you train. It doesn't mean you must have good memory. No. That is not mindfulness. Because when you are aware of that thing, you cannot be aware of other thing. You understand? Unless you have a general awareness or a spacious awareness, then you are not specifically aware of anything. If I am with that specific phenomenal awareness, I cannot be knowing this side, understand? Well, I am on this side. But whatever within this side, within my phenomenal field of awareness, I will be clear about that phenomena. But I will not be clear about whatever background behind the phenomena. There can be an awareness, but it's not clear because my specific phenomena is with this particular phenomena. If it's nature's phenomena, it's that nature's phenomena. If it's physical phenomena, then I cannot be mindful of external. But this awareness can move very fast. Then it can also be aware of the movement in your sankhara, your activity of mind. But the power of mindfulness and awareness is very, very sharp. It's very sensitive. So any movement or sensation within your kaya, you straight away know where this is very prominent. Then when the sense door is engaged, it will also be very clear. That is the difference. Then when it's aware, when it turn or it move, it perceive, it want to know, it can be very clear. That is what mindfulness is all about. So mindfulness is not about memory, but it can recollect. That part is correct. So the recollection is correct. But it's not about memory. It's about aware. And what is it that you are aware within the moment? That depends on your state of mind, your understanding, and what is it that you want to be aware of. Yeah? Okay, sadhu. Yeah. Oh, 9:15 already. So we can wrap up. Wrap up and we can sleep early. Oh, got announcement, okay.
We're not yet finished yet. Yeah. From on behalf of all of us, could we just say three big sadhu to Brother Teo for the last 8 days of a very good Dhamma sharing? Sadhu, sadhu.
You want to ask for forgiveness also?
No,
okay.
No, wait. Next, we do the three bow as a.
Sui An will guide you. Don't worry. Because he want to do like Ingbi. Ingbi set the trend. First bow. Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu.
And also our gratitude to all the great beings and the Sampo management and all that for allowing us to have this condition, to have this this retreat. It's been so, I think it's one of the best retreats that
I ever have.
One of the things that they always tell me, oh, such a nice picture. So my response to them is, nice people can only, you need nice people for nice picture, right? So if this is a great retreat, then we need to have great participants and all of you together to contribute towards it. So shall we say a big sadhu to all of us? Sadhu, sadhu, and also a big sadhu to Padmasuri and Tune and all the helpers and coordinators who have helped us make this retreat so smooth. Okay, now we have to
and
do
the asking for all the driver, all the driver also. Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So tomorrow, drive carefully. Make sure you have enough sleep. Otherwise, you need to rest halfway. Rest. Okay.
Now we have to do the asking of forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah. You want to follow the book? Chant
no,
together.
No need.
No need. Sui An got
do something that we can remember.
Better.
Let's say it together.
Yeah.
So Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all of us. If by body, speech or mind, we have done anything wrong, or we didn't do something that we are supposed to do, we sincerely ask for your forgiveness.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, granted.
And now,
on
behalf of the organizing team, if by body, speech or mind, if we have done anything wrong or we didn't do something we are supposed to do, we also ask for your forgiveness.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu. So now the account is squared. You don't owe us anything. We don't owe you anything. And you don't have to come back next year for refer.
Yeah, Padmasuri got some announcement.
About that.
Also, I would like to thank all Kayamita for your very good cooperation to make the beautiful condition for this retreat to be so smooth and so meaningful. Because the committee who helped to organize, they also have it very smooth. So this is something that we should acknowledge. So thank you for your kind cooperation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, I really wish to thank everybody for your good cooperation. And hope it lasts until tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Because everybody very kanchong already, and I'm even more kanchong. Okay, now, do you have the guidelines with you? Because there are too many things, that's why I list down all these things so that we won't forget, especially they lock the gate at 6:45. Yeah. Actually, the other day during the briefing, I forget to remind you all. Then when I come back, so I start recall all the things, then I start jotting down so that we won't miss out. So for tomorrow is number 15 onward. The guidelines are number 15. Upon leaving, take out
your pillowcase,
take out, fold and leave it on the pillow to indicate that the bed has been used, so that they will take out the helpers later, the volunteers will come in to take out the bed sheet and wash the bed sheet, and then the blanket you fold it and put at the other end of the bed. Don't keep it in the cupboard, because Fa Chan Shi will come in and check. He will check through everything. Okay, and then check under the pillows and mattresses to make sure that you have taken all your belongings. If you have cash, you have notes or whatever that you sleep inside that under your pillow or your mattresses, please check. Don't be so sure. Please check. Because the helpers will check, they will turn everything, because group by group, they come in and out. They have to make sure that the room, we have to make sure that we leave the room very clean. And then throw all the rubbish take out, throw all the rubbish, put in the main one, the big basket, the big dustbin outside here, and replenish all the toilet rolls. The toilet rolls you can take from the toilet I already put, and some room I already replenished. Make sure you have 3 toilet rolls on the table. Okay? And then wash the bathroom. This year, no floor mat, right? All rooms, no floor mat. Then we don't have to wash. Private and mop the floor, empty the waste paper baskets, replace toilet rolls, and leave the rooms as clean as when we enter the room on the first day before leaving home. And then all the areas, the utensil, the dining area, the inside and the outside, clean up and put back all the mugs. All the mugs, all the plates. If you don't know where to put it, you look for that man, the Kong Po Si Heng. You look for him, he will help you to put back. Yes, yes. We have cloth, ma. We have cloth. Anything else I miss out? Room key. Return me the room keys.
Yeah.
Halfway down Cameron Highland.
You return me the, remember to, I remember room 221, Karen, and Bratio's room. And then I think the others are all still with me. Return me the room keys.
Yeah.
Please remember. And then tonight, before 9:45.
Do your packing.
Before 9:45, remember to go and take your fruit shen home. Your fruit shen, the ping guo and the chen guo. Bring, go and take. Otherwise, if you don't take by 9:45, I will collect everything and send to the. Sister Alicia already portioned out the one for the Guan Yin Tan. So the rest I will send to the old folks home. Anything else? Okay, the cushion.
Cleaning.
The cushion, we need some people. Maybe we can do it afterwards.
Yeah,
we pass in and then Song can wait inside because Song know how to arrange and make sure we put back in the box.
We don't need tomorrow, no need to really have the cushion, honestly. No need. You get ready.
Because it's quite heavy for 2 to 3 person to carry, because that day when we set up also. I remember there were 1 year when we start setting up the cushion, one of the Kayanamitas sprained the back. So, and then those benches, please put back, take away all your things, and the chairs supposed to be on the 2 sides after the benches, please rearrange it, everything,
yeah,
so that it is as what before.
So our PA system, all we can take out, right? Tomorrow we don't need them. So tomorrow what I suggest is those on duty, you don't have to come so early. Maybe you all can start your duty at 6:30. Yeah, no need so early.
No, we start start cleaning out first or
no
after breakfast.
Your duty is to clean out all those things. What I mean is you don't have to assemble here 6:50 no more. The class is over. So those who participate there 6:15 you finish.
Yes.
You got about 15 or 10 minutes. Then you get ready, whatever. Then you do your duty. 6:30 to 7 o'clock or 7:30 is breakfast. So you don't need half an hour to do your duty, right?
Yes, yes. We need, because everybody go back to your workstation, and the room leader will go back to the room. So tonight you have to pack.
Okay, so we
maybe after breakfast we do the duty.
No, we can still have 1 hour to do it. 6:30 to 7:30, then breakfast down there. Yeah. Then after that, after breakfast, maybe about 8 something.
Breakfast time we still use the dinner area and the mugs and everything.
I know. 7:30 we have breakfast. Then maybe latest we finish is 8:10. Then you take about 20 minutes to clean up. Enough or not? 8:30. Huh? Adjusted. Oh, no need, no need. We still go 7:30. Because this program is based on previous year, where on the last day we still got something like this for Fatan Sifu. So this year don't have already. So it's different. Tomorrow we are free, completely free. So what I suggest is, you start doing the duty to clean up and make sure everything is back to normal within that 6:30 to 7:30. Then we have breakfast. After that, 8:10 you finish your breakfast, let's say. Then you clean up the breakfast area. Then up to us, because we plan 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is the best.
The band is 9 o'clock. The band is coming at 9 o'clock. No, I message him at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, no problem.
Different driver.
9 o'clock. No, 9 o'clock better, because otherwise he got to rush all the way from there, you know. So no problem. I think leave at 9 o'clock, just nice. No need to hurry, because after that we are on our own. Then you plan your own whatever program. Then drive carefully, that's the only thing. Then maintain proper mindfulness so that you are alert. Then help the driver. Sometimes the driver, when he's driving, he may not see certain things. Then you have to alert him, But sometimes the driver have to be aware in front, side, back. Then certain thing may just pass by at the blind spot which he cannot see. So you are sitting at the side, you should alert him. There is something over this side or what. So you have, my wife used to alert me, because she very attentive as she drive. When I drive. Then sometimes she will remind me, we are not supposed to go there, we are supposed to go home. Because these are the routine we always use to go home. And when we come out, we always go there, that place to eat. Then suddenly we decide to eat somewhere else. Then when we drive out, we will follow the routine. Because it's not easy to really. But when I am mindful, aware, I want to be aware, then I won't make mistake. So it's up to you. If you decide to be aware of other things, there is no reason why you can recall where you want to go, because you are aware of other things. Then this memory later on is not the normal memory anymore. You cannot be like last time, elephant memory. Cannot. You need condition for the memory to arise. No condition, it doesn't go and bother the thing that is there. That's why it cannot accumulate anymore. Then it cannot like hold on to the memory and the thing anymore. It's a different memory. No. That one is the old program. We finish everything today. So forget about what is written on the program. Well, that program also say we go Mangala Lodge. 6:30. No need to hurry. Those who want to go chanting, go. You will finish by 6:15. Then you can have 5-10 minutes rest. Then you assemble at the place you're supposed to do your duty. You don't have duty, or you can finish fast. Then go back and pack your thing and get ready to leave. Then if you want to have breakfast, you can have breakfast. Those who don't want to have breakfast, you can have a drink. Very likely tomorrow I have a drink. Okay?
So I think the dinner area is the one, those who are take charge is those senior citizens. I think they need some help. The dinner area to clean up the dinner area.
So those with no duty tomorrow can get this stuff.
Thank you. Sound
up. Promoted.
Kevin, your room, Karen and another person in charge. I need your room. Your room need two one is a big room, so we need two to three. You help with the kitchen, so you have to liaise with Alicia. Alicia will be take charge of the downstairs. I will take charge of upstairs, and Brother Song need to help me to check the men's room. Maybe afterwards, I will tell Teng Xiong Sifu to lock the thing a bit later by downstairs because there are things that I need to pick up.
Yeah. You all help her to lock. It's just a lock only. Just a padlock only. No.
I think more immediate is immediately after this, you have to clear everything out of the
form. Give to my wife.